You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Chwaba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who appreciates a nice hot meal at a fair price, Pete Chwaba.
Who doesn't? Hello, everybody. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to our new and improved, new longer version. We are on at 5 o'clock right now. It's very exciting to be with you an hour early here on the show that has the goal every day to make you happy. You could call this the happy hour if you wanted to. We strive to take your mind off the day and get you to think about more fun things. The joys of life, like movies and TV, music, comedy, sports. What else, Conrad? What am I missing?
I mean, a nice hot meal sounds pretty good
now. Nice hot meals? We talk about food sometimes. We talk about all kinds of stuff here at Nightlight. It is great to have you with me. That is the voice of Conrad Krieger. He is the Nightlight producer. And we have been on every night from 6 to 8 for the last, more or less 2 years, a couple time changes. And now we're on an hour earlier, hoping to keep you company if you're still in your car or if you just want some more entertainment talk. We are here to do just that. So it is great to have you here. And whether you're joining us over the radio, where we air more or less statewide, or the app, or on the stream, if you're watching the radio on YouTube, Facebook, or X, you can always leave us a comment. The phone lines are always open, 855-752-4842. I welcome opinions, all kinds of stuff. I love to know what you guys are thinking throughout the course of the show. So feel free to chime in at any time and let us know what's on your mind. How you doing today, Con?
I'm doing good. Yeah. It's a victory Monday, as they say.
Yeah, you're jumping into the Packers like 10 seconds into the show. I'm happy my alarm went off and I'm here at 5 o'clock today. Because that could have been catastrophic.
Yeah.
Because I have an hour drive.
Yeah.
And it takes me 2 hours to put my face on and do my hair and all that kind of stuff. So I'm just happy to be here. So you had a good weekend though, it sounds like.
Yeah. I saw a lot of movies this weekend.
Did you?
I did.
So you got Victory Monday, you've got movies. We do have a lot to talk about. There's no question about that.
You know, it was a great weekend.
It was a great weekend. And it was a gorgeous weekend.
Yeah. I mean, I went outside. Guess what I was wearing?
Shorts.
You know it.
Year-round shorts guy. That's Conrad Krieger. That's a big thing here in Wisconsin. We could do that. We had, like, Saturday was so gorgeous. It was one of those days, probably hit 50, low 50s. I did not want to be inside. Wanted to be outside. And I'm an inside guy. I love my colored television. Yeah. I love my chairs, my couch, my computer, all that kind of stuff. But man, when it is that gorgeous, you have to go out of doors. That's what I say.
Did you go for a walk?
Many.
Many?
I had a phone call. A friend of mine, we have this project together we're doing. It's a movie thing. And he called me from the American Film Market in Los Angeles, which is where he spent the last 5 days. And we talked about a script for an hour and a half. But I had bad reception because I kind of live by the water. So I had to do like this back and forth walk outside. But I had to stay close to my house because my wife was on a long distance call in the house with one of her sisters. So I'm like, I literally walked probably, I'm not kidding, for like an hour and a half on the phone in like 100-foot radius of my house. People thought I was probably insane.
Well, you know, for me, I can never sit still when I'm on a phone call.
Really?
I don't know why. I'm just always walking around on a phone call.
Interesting. Even if it's the party line?
I'm always on the move.
But you do like to party, right?
Sometimes. Especially when you're not here.
Oh, I bet you do. All right. Really fun show tonight. We're packing an hour and a half of entertainment somehow into 3 hours. We're going to figure it out, folks. We'll do this. Very exciting to be on this early. If you're still in your car, drive safely. Do not get in a wreck, but hopefully we can keep you company here until we talk, shift our focus a little more towards entertainment at 6 o'clock. But we have a really fun show tonight. Jimmy Cuska is here at 5:35. He is the Civic Media Sports Director. He is also, Jimmy, I don't even know how Jimmy does it. He's got the guy like covers sports.
Yeah.
He announces sports like a fiend. And he, every time he's on, he's watched like more TV than I have. He's got all the shows he's watching himself or with his kids to talk about. So we're going to cover all of that with Jimmy at 5:35 tonight. And it will be good to connect. Jimmy hasn't been on probably a couple months now, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm starting to take it personally.
Well, he's back on, and he does have a show that he finished that we talked on Make the Call on Friday last week. Okay. So he definitely talked you off.
So you know what he's going to talk about.
Oh, yeah.
Have I seen the show? So,
no, I don't think you have.
Okay.
But I did. I saw the first season of this show.
Okay.
And I enjoyed it.
Was it Three's Company?
I don't.
Is it MILF Manor?
I need a season 3 still.
All right. Well, it'll be fun. Well, Jimmy can come here and talk about shows I knew nothing about. That'll be a really fun one-sided conversation. No, I love Jimmy's recommendations. He is the one, really. My son turned me onto the show The Boys, which I ended up hating. I liked it at first. And then the way it ended, I really was just like, oh my gosh. But Jimmy got me into that too. And he's got a great eye for TV, love his opinions. So we'll welcome Jimmy here at 5:35 as we always do. And then this is exciting, folks. At 6:35, as we so often do here at Nightlight, we have live in studio entertainment. The Doctors in Recital are going to be live in the studio talking about their upcoming event. They do this every year. It's for charity. It's all people from the medical world here in Northeast Wisconsin and parts beyond, I believe, that put on this great show every year. And it all goes to charity. And you would not believe the talent in this group of people. They're all in the medical field. In fact, the organizer, Kim Shevchik, is the one who comes in with the Piotts, Chris and Paul Piott. Great couple, very musically talented. All of them are. Kim's got a beautiful voice. They're going to come into the studio. They're going to sing. They can pretty much sing any genre, and they're going to talk about this great event that happens every year here in Green Bay. They will be live in the studio, and I love when they are here because they sound fantastic. So you don't want to miss that. And then at 7:20, we have Lindsay Fry from the Festival Theater in St. Croix Falls over in the western part of the state. They have a great show coming up, and we've enjoyed our talks with anyone we've been in touch with from the Festival Theater. They do great things over there. I love that they are closer to Minneapolis than where we are, but they still seem to like us better. I think that's really cool.
Yeah, it's just a state thing, you know?
Yeah. And I don't want to make it all about the Vikings, but come on. It's terrible. It's going to be Lindsay will be here at 7:20. So that's a great show. Those are great guests. We're covering everything. And I think it's time, Conrad. What do you think? Should we?
I think it's time.
There might be people listening right now, though, who have no idea what we do every night. Do you realize that?
I think so, but I think it's time we get
to that. Let's help them get their feet wet. It's the Nightlight question of the night.
Let's talk about the question.
Okay, question.
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 Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Hey, I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
Okay, America's Dairylanders. It's National Butter Day. Yes, of course, butter has its own day, as it should. It's delectable. So tonight's question is, what is your favorite dairy product? It's National Butter Day, and I want to know from you, my fellow Dairylanders, what is your favorite dairy product? And I'm going to go first because admittedly, I don't eat a ton of dairy. But this particular national holiday caught my attention because I love butter that is melted on a baked potato. I indulged just last Friday at a fish fry on my night off.
Nice.
So I love melted butter on a baked potato, on like warm banana bread or pumpkin bread. Forget about it. Get out of here. I love butter. And I'm also going to say I'm not a huge cheese eater, but smoked Gouda, baby. I will have smoked Gouda on anything. Crackers, bread, on another piece of smoked Gouda. I don't care. So those are my two. What say you, Ken?
It might be a surprise. I don't know, but I'm a sucker for some chocolate milk.
Oh, chocolate milk is good.
It's just anytime I'm like
feeling
needing
down.
Something, like maybe I just get some chocolate milk. I think that'll make me feel better.
Packers defense is underperforming. Give me a glass of chocolate milk.
And it's
it's a cure all.
You go to the Quick Trip, and you grab one of their chocolate milks. It's pretty good.
Is it Quick Trip brand?
Yeah, it is.
No kidding.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know they had that.
Yeah.
What about this? What about the dairy substitutes? Do you like the chocolate oat milk? Or
I will say this. My brother put me onto this chocolate protein oat milk. or no, it's almond milk, I believe. It almost tastes exactly the same.
It's all about the chocolate anyway, right? I mean, the milk is just the vessel.
It has more protein in it,
really?
And it has less sugar. Because if you look at chocolate milk, it has a decent amount in there.
It's a health food, basically.
Yeah.
Something you should make part of your everyday diet.
Yeah, so.
I like chocolate oat milk, too. I'm sorry, almond milk.
I don't know if
I've tasted chocolate oat milk yet.
Oh, I don't think I have yet. Oat milk, I don't know if I have it. I think, though, that almond milk, if you put it in your coffee, it's a great, great creamer in it as well.
Yeah. I use oat milk in my coffee. I do that. I do have some allergies to dairy, but they would not stop me from melted butter on anything and smoked Gouda. I love it. So let us know what you guys think. 855-752-4842, 855-752. No, I'm sorry, 855-75-CIVIC. This is just something we do here every night at Nightlight. We ask a question, and we love when you, the listener, are part of the show and let us know what you're thinking, too. So please join the fun. Got some great guests. And all right, get to your Packers, buddy. I know you got to get this off your chest because I barely said hello, Wisconsin, and you're like, so Pete, the Packers. So what did you think?
Well, you know, I was a little bit worried in the game. I'm not going to lie. I thought we could come out and play amazing against a third string quarterback, but I will say it is Jameis Winston, so it's not any third string quarterback.
He can play. Yeah,
and I mean, our defense a little questionable on the secondary this game. Also, just let the run game, just every time I thought we were going to stop him, here's another run for 4 or 5 yards. And I was like, oh, come on.
Well, now you guys, Josh Jacobs injured?
He's injured, but I heard that it's not as serious as people thought. Well, so hopefully he's back, you know, 1 or 2 weeks. That would be nice.
Yeah,
but
Emmanuel
Wilson is no bad running back by any means. So
yeah,
definitely can put more of the load on him too. So
what do you make of the fact that they lost those last two games last week? You can't take the Philly, they're great. So
yeah,
maybe that's a loss, but the one before that, they probably should have had.
Mm-hmm.
This one wasn't a gimme. It's on the road, whatever, anything can happen. Rusty Wilson was riding the bench. We didn't have to look at him during the game, but
it would have been worse.
It would have been worse, but you know, are they all, sometimes all it takes is one win and you're kind of back on track.
Yeah. I mean, Jordan Love looked way better than the last two games. I mean, the throws he was making was great. Just the receivers needed to catch the ball for him. I'll say that. Romeo Doubs had, like, I think 3 drops, but also some great catches. Christian Watson looked just really, really good
in
this game. But
nice.
You know, I think moving forward, we can expect some better offense.
See, here's what you're in for in this 5 o'clock hour. I have come clean months ago that I am a Bears fan. I spent the first part of my childhood in Chicago, and Conrad and I have had some spirited discussions about the Bears and the Packers. And I'm not a Packer hater. I love the rival. I don't even understand how you guys are Minnesota haters. I love all of the NFC North. I love those matchups. I was almost cheering for Detroit last night, even though their loss put the Bears in first place, because I like to. It's like cheering for the Big Ten in a way.
Yeah, I get that.
Yeah.
I mean, I was cheering for the Lions, too. I'm not going to lie. I just not a big fan of Philly, so.
I'm not a big fan of Philly, and Dan Campbell's an idiot.
What he went 0-5.
0-5 on fourth down. Like, do your team a favor, for God's sake. All right, when we come back, folks, I'm going to tell you about a great screening coming up in Madison December 4th. And, oh, my God, a whole bunch of stuff. We are coming right back. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Welcome back. This is Nightlight. I am Pete Schwabba. In our new time slot where we go on the air at 5 o'clock, an hour earlier, still technically night, at least through the winter. It's certainly dark outside, but it is great to be with you, and it is great to have you here with us tonight. Conrad Krieger is working the board. He's the producer of Nightlight, And we are pleased to make your acquaintance in this early hour. Hope you're having a great day, folks, wherever you're joining us from across this great state. It is great to have you. And we will hope to bring a smile to your face, maybe have a few laughs. You're going to hear some great singers at 6:35 with the Doctors in Recital. And it's going to be a lot of fun. So great to have you here. I want to tell you all about a great screening that is taking place December 4th. I have a personal interest in this, too. Those of you listening who might not know me that well, my background is film and TV, and I was a stand-up comedian before. A film I made called The Godfather of Green Bay will be showing at the brand new Atwood Music Hall on December 4th. The show is, or the night, I should say, is sponsored by John and Gordy of the WMDX Morning Show and Downdrin's Distilling. It's going to be a great night. A lot of the proceeds will go to the Dane County Humane Society. The Godfather of Green Bay is a comedy starring me, Tony Goldwyn, Lauren Holly, Lance Barber, Tom Lennon, lots of great actors from Milwaukee, a few from Chicago, some from here in Northeast Wisconsin. We had a phenomenal cast. There's big laughs, and it's a great movie to watch with an audience. So I would love it if you could come out December 4th, say hello, introduce yourself. The doors open at 6. John and Gordy will introduce the film, and then there will be a Q&A following. It's going to be a really fun evening December 4th at the Atwood Music Hall. For more information, where do we send people for more information? Civicmedia.com,
yeah,
right?
Civicmedia.
Or just send me a Morse code. I'll get back to you. Our question of the night is, it is National Butter Day. We are the dairy state. I would love to know, what is your favorite dairy product? Mine is melted butter. I'm very specific there. And I say smoked Gouda cheese. What did you say again, Con?
I said chocolate milk.
Chocolate milk. Yes, of course. That's a great one. Isn't that Russell Wilson's favorite?
No, he likes Subway.
He likes Subway because he was a pitch man for Subway. And that did not go very well as we've...
It's spicy.
Should we play that commercial? Can you find that? Let's play that. At some point during the show, we'll play that horrible commercial.
Yeah, I can definitely... It's great, so I'll definitely...
It is great. I want to tell people, let us know, by the way, folks, what your favorite dairy product is. It's 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Join the fun. Be part of the show. You can also text us on the app or the stream if you are watching the radio on Facebook, YouTube, or X Twitter. I want to tell everybody about a movie I saw this weekend that I thought was just outstanding. And it was one of those things where you're just shuffling through. I think I was on Fandango. And it's called Relay. And it stars Riz Ahmed. I think I'm saying that right. He's an Oscar winner, I believe, from The Sound of Metal. Lily James and Sam Worthington, who plays a really good bad guy. And I didn't know this existed, Con, but apparently... When there's a whistleblower at a corporation, sometimes they're not very happy with these people, these corporations, especially ones that are fudging evidence or doing things that are unscrupulous. So they kind of intimidate the whistleblower. Oftentimes, at least according to this film, Relay, the whistleblower will get cold feet and want a middleman or middlewoman to negotiate them giving these sensitive files back to the corporation. The movie is a thriller, and it's really good. There's a lot of really tense scenes, and that's all I'll say. But it's definitely worth, I mean, it's $5.99. You can watch it in your living room. It's so great. It's called Relay, and I highly, highly recommend it. We got a phone call, Ken?
Yeah, Cindy from Appleton.
Cindy from Appleton? I haven't heard from you since last week. Hi, Cindy from Appleton. How are you?
Hey, Pete. How are you? I'm good, thanks.
Good to hear from you. What's going on?
Well, I think probably one of the most favorite dairy products I would think would be ice cream, but believe it or not, mine is sour cream. I love sour cream. I put sour cream on everything.
Boy, that is one that kind of flies under the radar. And Carol Lynn, who's watching on the stream on Facebook, also said sour cream. So do you put it on a baked potato?
Oh yeah, baked potato in my chili. A lot of my tomato based stuff gets sour cream. Anything creamy gets sour cream. Sometimes they even use it for salad dressing. If I'm out of salad dressing, I mean, I just put it on a lot of stuff.
Let me ask you this, Cindy. Do you ever just grab a spoon and go to town on the tub of sour cream?
No, that would be a little weird.
That's aberrant behavior. Cindy, thank you so much, as always, for the call. Brett from Brown Deer says, my favorite dairy product is... You see what he did here? My favorite dairy product is Trump's in the Epstein files. Oops, I mean cheese. I could see how you could make that that mistake. Thank you, Brett. Just cheese in general? You got a favorite kind of cheese, Con?
There was this one, I can't remember the name now because I got it in Door County. And we went to like this cheese tasting place.
Yeah.
And it was this like apple kind of based cheese. I think it was a little cheddar.
I like when they do that, when they flavor them a little bit. That's kind of cool.
It was the best cheese I've ever had.
Yeah. Oh,
and I just ate it by itself.
Just a hunk of cheese. Well done.
It was like a mouse.
Carolyn on the stream also says, Tony Goldwyn is an excellent actor. Carol, I will say this. If you're near Madison, please come out to the screening on the 4th. Tony Goldwyn is not only a great actor. He is a descendant of Samuel Goldwyn, who is the Goldwyn in MGM, Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer. And he is, I think it was his grandfather. And he told me on this when we were talking in between takes and I got to know him a little bit, he said the only thing that's important to him as an artist is his body of work, which made me feel good that he wanted to do the film and accepted our offer. But also, I just have so much respect for the guy. He is a tremendous actor, and he's great in the film, too. He wears a mullet. He spent 6 days in Marinette, Wisconsin, walking around the mall, and it was a blast. Okay, so Jimmy Cuska is coming up at 5:35, folks, right around the corner. We're going to talk a little sports with Jimmy and find out what he's been watching. He is always fun to talk to. One more text here before the break from the 608. Tyler says, love the derriere on a Malamu beach where the cows are happy. Do you get that, Con?
Maybe explain a little bit.
Tyler's a wordsmith there with his puns. Yeah. Please explain, Tyler. Great to have you, though, tonight. We are coming right back. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabe on the Civic Media Radio Network. Oh, we talk so tough. And there's a perfect kiss somewhere out in the dark, but a kiss ain't enough. Yeah. Oh, where can you go when your money gets low? In the basement, down in the basement. And if a storm is taking place, you can jam and still be safe. In the basement. All right. Conrad, this is our first 5 o'clock hour on Nightlight. This has never been done before in the history of radio. Has there been a show that was moved from 6 o'clock to an earlier start at 5 o'clock that had you and I working on the show?
That is true.
We are breaking ground here tonight. So it is great to have you with me tonight, folks. If you're headed home from work or whatever, sit back and have some fun with us. We're talking sports and movies and comedy and music. We've got live entertainment in the studio tonight. You didn't think we could get a trapeze artist in the studio, did you, Conrad?
No, but you proved me wrong.
I'm joking. Of course, it's the Doctors in Recital. We'll be here at 6:35. Lindsay Fry from the Festival Theater at 7:20 will be telling us about a great play they are doing over there in the western part of the state. And right now, this is exciting because we're going to talk a little sports and movies with our pal. He is the Civic Media Sports Director, and we love when he joins us here at Nightlight, Mr. Jimmy Cuska. Hey, buddy.
Hey, it's been a while since I've gotten to be on the show, so I'm pretty excited to be here.
You're like the busiest guy. First of all, let me just say you have an open invitation. You could say, Pete, I'm coming on. And I'll be like, Conrad, clear the schedule. No, but you're like seriously one of the busiest people, not just at Civic Media, but one of the busiest people I know.
Well, it's good to be. I think it's better to be busy than bored. So,
for sure.
But yeah, I definitely find my way into a lot of things. The next couple of weeks, I'm doing 11 college sports broadcasts in the span of 2 weeks. And that includes basketball. It includes wrestling. It includes football, playoff football. So I am beyond stoked the opportunity to even have somebody that's interested in me calling games, but then to be able to go out and cover sports and call it a job. I mean, that's just awesome.
Listen, I feel the same way. And when I get to talk sports with you or Mike Clemens, it's just an added bonus. So we'll get into all of that. Absolutely. And you got young kids at home too. So, I guess it's
they were trying to take me down in a soccer video game here just a minute ago before I joined you, and unfortunately they weren't able to get close for them, but
was it FIFA?
Yeah, it was FIFA. Yeah. But here's the thing. I can only be better than them at video games and all these other things for so long. My oldest son is 9 and a half, and he over the weekend for the first time beat me in chess. So
whoa.
I am rapidly losing ground to that whole notion that like dad is some big impenetrable fortress of like being awesome at things. My older kid is quickly knocking down those walls. So
he sounds like a prodigy.
He's really smart, way smarter than I ever was. But He had been practicing against his classmates, and he was getting bored of beating all the friends in school, and they were getting mad at him for winning. So he decided, I'm going to start playing dad, and he plays me all the time. And now he just routinely, he challenges me. He makes me think, it makes me sweat. And then finally he broke through. And I'm like, finally, the monkey's off his back. There's no pressure on me anymore. I can admit defeat. But yeah, it's a lot of fun. I think that, you know, in the world of entertainment too, you think of just things like video games, board games, all these things. And we talk a lot about movies and sports and things like that. But you know what, if you find something that makes you happy and you want to do it and enjoy your time, pass the time, whatever it is you're trying to do. These are definitely some great alternatives to all those other things.
Absolutely. So. Well said. And we all want our kids to be smarter than us. But when we realize they actually are and they know it, that's a problem.
So. Yeah, he catches me sometimes. I have a very poor memory of certain things. So if there's something coming up on the schedule and he knows when it's happening, I've probably forgotten when basketball practice is, but he knows to the minute when it is. And got the shoes on. He's already looking for my car keys for me. And
that's off great. We go. I love that. Jim, it is. I don't know if you heard this. Our question of the night is, it is National Dairy Day. We are the dairy state. I'm sorry. It's National Butter Day. We're the dairy state. Do you have a favorite dairy product?
Yeah, my favorite dairy product is chocolate milk. I'm kind of known for it, and in my circles, I drink a lot of it. The butter thing is hilarious to me though, because my grandma, who is she just turned 92 in August. A few years ago for Christmas, she gave me the Bohemian Cookbook they had put together in Chippewa County, Wisconsin. A bunch of people got together, decided to make a cookbook, and I'm not lying to you, and I'm glad I get to share this on National Butter Day. Literally every single recipe calls for just an incredible amount of butter. That's the secret to Bohemian cooking.
Well, you could do a lot worse. That's fantastic. Oh, you know, Conrad's favorite dairy product is chocolate milk as well.
There we go. There's a reason why we do a sports show together.
Make the call thing. Hey, that's a great segue. Why don't we start there? Jim, how are things going on Make the Call? You got the kid, the K-Man, here as part of your ensemble, and Gray. And tell us about the show.
Yeah, so outside of the knuckleheads, it's going pretty well, I think. I'm kidding. Having all these people from Civic Media come together to do a show, and I really try to do it as where I handle kind of the timely elements that have to be produced, like, after we record. So I try to handle that, and I let them just take the round table, take all the questions, and run with it. So Conrad, Parker Olson, and Greg Gunderson, they all do the bulk of the show where there's, like, the actual discussion on sports topics. I am there to just kind of shepherd it along and then knock out the interview parts of it, just to give us, you know, it's like having three sports shows in one, really. We're trying to cover a lot of different ground. Last week, we were covering everything from junior college soccer all the way up to the Packers. This week, we're going to talk a lot of Division III football with the Isthmus Bowl on Saturday in Sun Prairie, and then the four WIAC teams, as well as Concordia, making it into the NCAA tournament. So there's a lot of great things in Wisconsin to talk about sports-wise. Having a one-hour show isn't nearly enough to capture all of it, but we do hit a lot of different things throughout the program, and obviously having Conrad as part of it is awesome. Having all the collaboration we have in the company as part of that show, along with Mike Clemens, who does a segment in the show as well. I really feel like it's a good melting pot of all the sports things we do here at Civic Media, whether it's covering local high school events or the Packers, the Badgers, Bucks, etc.
That's fantastic. And I love the title too, Make the Call. It's a great title for a sports show. And Conrad, I knew Jimmy was going to say good things about you. You weren't so sure, but you know, it sounds like he's pulling his weight. That's fantastic. Well, very cool. So check out Make the Call, everybody. My guest is Jimmy Cuska. He is the Civic Media Sports Director and one of the busiest guys I've ever met. Jim, where you've got... all this announcing you're doing, where should we go next? Because I know we want to talk some TV and film too, but do we want to jump into the Packers or your announcing duties? Well, your dime, your dance floor.
Well, I'm doing a lot of stuff for UW-Platteville. Just look at their home schedule for events, and that's where you'll find me, outside of Saturday's Isthmus Bowl, which is Wisconsin's first Division III college football bowl game, by the way. That's happening in Sun Prairie Saturday at 2. UW Stout taking on Wash U out of St. Louis. The Lakefront Bowl is in Wauwatosa, just down the road. That's a different matchup of conferences, but those two bowl games are the only two college football bowl games in Wisconsin. And it's great because we have a lot of small colleges in the state, whether it's junior colleges, two-year colleges. You've got obviously your UW system, a lot of Division III schools, all the way, especially in the eastern part of the state and even to the northern part of the state as well. There's so many different ways for high school student athletes to compete in the state at the college level. There's a lot of opportunity for that. And what you've seen over, I would say, the last 15 to 20 years is you've seen a lot of the student athletes who used to just exclusively go, into the WIEC or into the CCIW or the MIAC or wherever they're going in the Midwest. You're seeing these guys now in Division I rosters and gals, especially in women's basketball, women's soccer, things like that. And you're seeing just how important Wisconsin is in terms of providing college level athletes across all sports, not just a football thing or a basketball thing.
Right.
And Wisconsin has so many opportunities for it. We're really spoiled here in the state with how many ways there are for students to go from high school to have a college opportunity. We have every level represented here, with the exception of a lot of D2s. We have one D2 school, but a lot of the D2s are to our west or to our south. But other than that, we've got a million Division III opportunities. And then, of course, you've got your Division I's. In football, you've got just the one, but in basketball, you've got four. So I really feel like in the state of Wisconsin, we've got a very, very good youth club level programs, high school programs, all the way through college, and then obviously professional sports. With the exception of not having the NHL, I think we're in pretty good shape here in Wisconsin.
Oh, absolutely. What, speaking of all these announcing gigs you're doing, Jim, and I'm not surprised with those pipes, but what is your favorite sport to call? Like, what gets you really charged when you, where it's not even like work, or you have to do less prep because you're so into it? Is there one of those sports that you call?
First half of my career, it was basketball because that's what I played the longest and what I was the best at. So early in my career, I felt like I was stealing money calling basketball games because it was so easy to just sit and talk about basketball and basketball games are quick. So you go to a high school basketball game, the broadcast, the pregame and postgame show might be longer than the game because the game, you might show up and have your pregame show go up at 7. You might be tearing down your gear at 8:20. It's an hour and change, and all of a sudden you're on your way. You're back in your car on your way home. Whereas a high school football game, you might not be done until after 10 o'clock. So I always felt like basketball is the easiest. But living in northern Wisconsin, northwestern Wisconsin, my mentor in broadcasting was the Hall of Famer Mike Sullivan, who passed away earlier this year. And Mike's love was hockey. And he had a lot of hockey broadcasts on our broadcast schedule. And just after producing it for so long, because I didn't know anything about hockey, I was too afraid to call it. I produced a lot of them, and I'm hearing the excitement and how quick it is and how much things are flowing and moving and how, he was trying to describe where the puck was going, everything. I'm like, okay, I got to check this out. So I went to a couple of games in person. We became a Minnesota Wild affiliate. Got to go and sit in the suite and watch some of those, listen to the broadcasters, started watching it a bit more. And I got really interested in it to the point that for a few years, I was even the home announcer for a junior level hockey team in the Madison area. And I did a lot of high school games, probably for the last 10, 15 years now. About midway through my career, kind of shifted from basketball being that easy sport to hockey, because hockey plays right into my personality, where I am loud, I talk fast, and I get excited over every little thing that happens at a sporting event. If it's a hit along the boards, you better believe I'm losing my mind, right?
Oh,
if it's a goal, I am going full soccer style into that thing, leaning into the goal. That's me all the way. So hockey's become that sport for me. And sadly, where I live, not a lot of hockey opportunities, but any chance I get to head to a rink and call a game, I'm 100% there.
Love it. What is it about? This is interesting. Like, when it comes to high school football, my daughter was in the marching band a couple of years ago before she graduated. So we went to a lot of high school football games. I wasn't going because my son had graduated. I was amazed at how many parents whose kids had been out of high school for 10, even 20 years, still go to high school football games. Why is that, Jim? Is it community? Is it a love of the sport at that level? What do you attribute to that?
Yeah, I think football, especially in Wisconsin and in the Midwest, this is a cultural thing. I think football is more important here where we live than it is in other places. This is a gathering place for a lot of communities, even where football isn't necessarily the most successful. And I'm speaking to that as a high school football coach of a program that hasn't won in 4 years.
I forgot you do that too.
Yeah,
unbelievable.
Yeah, that's what if you're watching on the stream over here over my over this shoulder, there's a couple of coaching plaques up there because I've done that the last 4 years. But I think that it's a cultural thing. It brings people together, and it's a lot of people because football has a very high participation number. So there's a lot of families that are coming together for this event. You know, even in a small town like ours, where our high school enrollment is 185 students, well, 40 of them play football. All right, so just 40 in football. There's another 15 that are in the cheer squad. Then there's another 30 to 40 that are in the band. Then there's another five that are student managers. There's another three that are working game day ops, whether they're doing the scoreboard, they're holding the chains, the sticks. So you start adding it up, and all of a sudden, you've got roughly half of the high school out there already with their families at a high school football game at a small school. So it takes an entire village, just like the saying goes, right?
Yeah.
Well, in a small town, that's really the case. So if you go to a smaller town, you're going to see half the town show up regardless. And the other half of the town that isn't there is probably talking about it when things go well. So I really feel like that's been really the big thing in Wisconsin, is that football is just part of the DNA of living here, not just in Wisconsin, but anywhere here in the upper Midwest. It's part of our DNA, whether it's Packers, whatever it is. That's why.
All right. We are coming right back with more with Jimmy Cusco. We'll talk some Packers, some movies. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwab on an hour early here on the Civic Media Radio Network. At least 10
times a day. You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back. I am Pete Schwab. This is Nightlight. It is great to have you folks, wherever you're joining us from, around our beautiful state tonight. Welcome to Nightlight. We are having some fun here tonight, talking movies, sports, TV, comedy. We've got live entertainment coming up at 6:35 with the Doctors in Recital. They'll be here in the studio talking about some theater in the third and final hour. And right now, we are in the throes of a really fun conversation, as we always are when Jimmy Cusco is here. He is the Civic Media Sports Director and one of the hosts of Make the Call, a new sports show here on Civic Media that you can catch with Conrad Krieger on the other side of the glass there.
Yeah.
And Gray Gunderson and Parker Olson, as well as Jimmy and appearances from Mike Clemens. So check that out as well. Jim, before we move on totally from high school football, are there teams to watch this year? We're in the playoffs now. Who are the favorites, or who should we be watching for?
Well, this week is the state high school football championships, so you've really only got 14 options at this point to choose from because we're down to the finals now. But just quickly, I'm going to go with smallest divisions, the largest divisions. Division 7 is Cochrane, Fountain City, Kenosha, St. Joseph. D6, one of my favorite matchups, Darlington and Edgar. Division 5 is Mayville and Northwestern. Division 4 is Little Chute and Winneconne. So of all those teams I listed, all of them are 13-0. Every single team is undefeated,
nice,
except for Little Chute, which is 12-1. But every other team is undefeated. So you have three unbeaten matchups in the small school games. And that's Thursday at Camp Randall throughout the day. And then Friday, there's three more. Grafton and Reedsburg, Notre Dame and West Appear. That's another undefeated showdown. And that's, I think, for the people at WGBW, that's the one they'd be most interested in. And Arrowhead, Bayport in the D1 final, which two classic programs. And again, Bayport, another Green Bay area school. So Green Bay's well represented. The Fox Valley really well represented this year at state. You look at just all these great teams and players that are there. The state finals in Madison over 2 days is some of the best high school sporting event you'll get to watch. And obviously it's televised too, so it's easy to find during the day. But those are really fun events to be at, be part of. And as a player who got to go to state one time, it is really special. And it's so cool that we get to have it at Camp Randall at such a great venue.
Oh,
maybe the only better place would be like Lambeau Field, but
right.
But Camp Randall's pretty great too. So
I remember playing against Premontre when Notre Dame was still Premontre back in the late 80s. And I think I got run over once and decided football was not for me. But they've come a long way. And you're right. Northeast Wisconsin football is a pretty big deal here. That's great. What about the Packers, Jim? Conrad and I were talking about this. What do you attribute their? I mean, they did win yesterday, but it wasn't pretty and they had to kind of gut it out. What do you see for them moving forward?
Well, a harder schedule for one. I mean, they have to play five divisional games the rest of the way. They still have to play, you know, the Vikings twice, the Bears twice, the Lions on Thanksgiving. They get the Broncos, they get the Ravens. I think that is where it really steps up. You play basically every game in the division now. So the good news is that everything's kind of in front of you, right? You have control over your own destiny for the playoffs for the most part, because you're going to play your divisional opponents. And right now there's three teams kind of jammed together at the top of the division. The Bears are leading it, believe it or not, at 7-3, but the Packers are right there. So you've got a lot of opportunity the rest of the way to move up the standings. But on the other hand, any loss is going to be immediately magnified because it's going to move you down. The Philadelphia game really proved that out, because had the Packers won that game, they would have been the 2 seed in the NFC following that game. And because they lost, they fell all the way to the 7th seed. So that's how close things are right now in the National Football League. I think the Packers' struggles are there's a lot of injuries, obviously, but it's also the middle of the year. And, you know, this is what happens over the course of a 17-week NFL season. It is not a sprint. The Packers came out of the gates hot, but it is not a sprint. It is a marathon. And to be honest, the regular season is almost, it's almost a war of attrition, or you just hope you're among the top seven at the end so you can make your move in the playoffs. You probably don't want to be the 7 seed. You want to get the host at least one, but there's a lot that happens in the NFL. It's truly a week to week situation based on matchups and player availability. It's hard to put these things on paper weeks out because you never know what's going to happen. Jordan Love and Josh Jacobs get hurt in the last game. I mean, nobody's predicting that. And that greatly changes how a football team can operate. So that's what I attribute it to. A combination of, it's a very long season in football, and also the injuries are starting to pile up.
Well said. And it doesn't help when your bye is like week 5 or whatever it was. Like, that just doesn't really do you any fun. You know why they have them. Yeah.
Well, they do the early buys because now, starting with this week, is the start of flex scheduling. So they want to make sure the best matchups are on TV. So they have to get the bye weeks out of the way early so that they can have more matchups to flex around later. And for the Packers, the only one that's really a strong contender to be flexed is going to be the first Packers-Bears game. And that's because the Packers' final three games are already TBDs. Jeez. We don't know where they're going to be. You know, we know that the third to last game is a Saturday at either 3:30 or 7, but the only game that can really be flexed at this point is going to be that Bears game, which is currently set for noon. That one is pretty easy case to move it later, given that the two teams are at the top of the division.
Jimmy Cuska is my guest. He is the Civic Media Sports Director and one of the hosts of Make the Call. We're talking sports, and Jim is going to stick with us through the news, and we're going to talk to him about a TV show he wants to talk about. Very excited about that, too. I love Jim's picks when it comes to TV and movies. We've got about a minute till the break, Jim, till the news. Luke Fickell, what's your take? Like, they had a pretty good showing. They beat Washington. They hung with Indiana for the first half, at least. What are you thinking in terms of his future, if anything will happen?
The short take on this is that the Badgers are not willing to pay the buyout, and they're going to run it back next year and see if they can grow the program with him in charge. Changing course at this point, too, it's not out in a vacuum. A lot of big programs are looking for head coaches. So who are you bringing in to replace him? There's a lot of people looking for coaches right now in college football. So there's no guarantee you're going to get the guy you want, and it's going to be very competitive to get the guy you do want.
Great answer. All right, that's Jimmy Cuska. He will be here after the news. Our question of the night, folks, is, it is National Butter Day. What is your favorite dairy product? Monica in Mount Horeb says, she's in the 608. She says, I agree with your Gouda statement. I like smoked Gouda. But butter on a nice piece of sourdough is another favorite. I was at the casino and thought their broccoli was so amazing, so I went back for more. It was only then that I realized it was swimming in butter. Proof that butter makes everything better. Even broccoli, I guess. All right. Conrad is giving me the signal. He probably does that on Make the Call too, Jim. We are coming back. Lots of fun still to come on Nightlight here. Glad you're with me, folks. It's Pete Schwabba and Nightlight. Jimmy Cuska is with us, coming back on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.